This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor. ChatGPT, artificial intelligence, a rage if you read the right columns in the New York Times and the Washington Post. Young correspondents having conversations with, the metaphor is important here. Growing up, I would have called this an android or a computer or a machine. I welcome Thaddeus McCotter of American Greatness in Human Events because he's written about it, and his presentation is not only about its mechanics, but about its intentions or the intentions of those who've designed it. Thaddeus, a very good evening to you. If I understand in your column, what we're looking at is a conversation that is potential between a human being and an artificially intelligent conversationalist online. And the ambition, if I understand correctly, is to get you to keep coming back. Is that correct? Good evening to you.
Good evening to you, John. Well, just like Twitter, Facebook, and other social media, TikTok, all the studies have shown that the goal of the engineering behind it, much of it, is to get you to use it. It's a product. And the people who produce the product want you to use the product because they make more profits the more you use it. So what they do is they try to identify certain emotional and physiological needs of the users. They try to appeal to them. They try to get your dopamine up. They try to get you some external validation. They try to get you addicted to clicks, quote unquote. And so what happens is they program it that way. When you look at what they're calling artificial intelligence, we're seeing instances where it is far from intelligent, although it very well clearly is artificial. So when you talk about it, John, what they're trying to do is twofold. One is obviously to try to appeal to you to continue to use it. But the other part of it is what the left does with everything. The left wants to turn it into an engine of their left-wing ideology. And through organizations and things such as machine learning fairness, quote unquote, what you're seeing is the left is essentially trying to put into AI, into these chatbots and others, is their own ideology. And in many ways, what you're getting out of these technologies is the replication of the left. If you talk to some of the chatbots, some of the things they're saying, it sounds like you're talking to a leftist. You had an experience, I believe, didn't you?
Yes, I asked it at the direction of a colleague of mine, who is John Calvin Batchelor, my full name that I used when I was a novelist. And what did he write? And what came back to me was a version of Wikipedia, was a version of some of the book reviews, especially the ones in the big newspapers. And then, to my surprise, a list of my publications, most of which were entirely made up. And not only that, after the publication list that I never wrote, it then went into the theme of one of my books that was prominent and made up themes within the book and told a story that was completely independent of the story I told. Now, admittedly, I wrote this 40 years ago, but I'm pretty sure I didn't write what ChatGPT said I did. However, it occurred to me, I smiled, because it seemed to approve me, or my novels, which I haven't thought about that much. It's 40 years later. So I thought to myself, now what's going to survive to the 22nd century, me or this? And then I realized that's my legacy right there. ChatGPT has created John Calvin Batchelor for the 100 years after I'm gone. Is that a success? I don't know, Thaddeus.
No, because unless you were emotionally needy and needed the external validation, an empty vessel to be filled with, with a machine telling you that you're okay, well, maybe it'd be a success, but you're not like that. I don't think most people are. But leftists are like that. Leftists fill the void in themselves with ideology. They politicize everything and they crave external validation from like-minded people. So I think that what you're seeing, again, is the product is trying to appeal to you on an emotional level, appeal to you on a physiological level. But in the end, it's just to get you to continue to use it. And down the road, who knows, if once they work out the bugs and they found out you wrote a history about, ain't you glad you joined the Republican Party, you'll be canceled by the AI.
I hadn't considered that. They haven't caught up to my one nonfiction book.
Nor if they haven't caught on to you yet.
Yeah, right. Maybe I shouldn't make any more inquiries. Maybe I should just leave it alone. Now, you have other observations, though, about this ChatGPT. It has the ability, and I take it its mechanical ability, to manipulate emotions. Why? Why did they put that in there?
Well, again, John, it's a product. And just like the other social media apps that are out there, they want you to use it so they can make money. And they've gone to great lengths with product research and development to make sure they can appeal to the users to get you to use it as often as possible. It's why you've heard, it's not just, there have been studies on it, it's not just anecdotal evidence, but people who, especially young people, can get addicted to likes. They get addicted to external validation by their peers when they post something on Facebook. When they don't do that so much anymore, but when they go on Twitter, which again, they don't do that anymore, TikTok. So at the end of the day, they start to crave it. And what happens is they just continue to use the app, and the people who designed the app make more money. It's very insidious the way that they do that. And fortunately, there have been starting and going, I think there'll be more, studies about the actual effect of social media upon human beings, and especially young people in particular.
Yes, I flipped through those studies. They're in Science and Nature magazine. I don't read them. Perhaps I should, but it's not a compelling subject for me. I'm not 14 years old, and I'm not the father of a 14-year-old, so I'm not worried about it. Now, that is, does this connect to the politics of the 21st century, or is this something that hasn't happened yet? I don't know that either party is capable of taking advantage of something this cunning.
Well, the left is definitely trying through their hegemony and cultural institutions. And when you look at it, when you see movements such as, quote, anti-racist movement on universities and others, where they try to inject their worldview into every single facet of human life, you're dealing with commissars who know no bounds, and AI is just another frontier for them to try to conquer and inject their left-wing, warped left-wing ideology into. And they're doing the same thing with AI. And you actually have organizations that are trying to instill machine learning fairness, quote unquote, again, into AI so that the left will have hegemony over artificial intelligence.
It's a machine. It's a machine that's been programmed. It's a machine that takes certain key words and then manufactures information on the basis of that. Information that could be manufactured for any other human being. It's just a keyword, and they're off to the races. Do the users know this? Do they understand it?
I think the best thing people can remember about artificial intelligence is garbage in, garbage out.
Yeah.
There's never been a perfect human being, and there will never be a perfect technology. Ask the people who sailed on the Titanic.
So what about the development of Trust the Science? There is a version of this that says that AI is the product of science. Is it?
Well, it is a scientific product. There is science behind it. But what you're also seeing is the social science is creeping in now because it's got to be programmed. And so that's where the left is coming in with this. So trusting the science actually is probably one of the most anti-science statements you could possibly make. And we're actually seeing that with the lessening of disruptive science, which is so critical to the actual advancement of science. So people who say trust the science as if they're actually concrete answers, especially in things between personal relationships between human beings, these are people who have absolutely no understanding how science works.
One more question, because this is the first day of Lent. I didn't notice in any of the quotes that you provided or any of the articles I've read, and I haven't read them in depth, just casually, when they put something in ITAL, I read it because it looks to be the remarks of a machine. I haven't seen a machine or ChatGPT speak of religious ceremony or the time of year or any of the lessons of the Bible. Is that something that you have seen anywhere in ChatGPT?
Not from what I found, but I mean, again, I'm relying upon people who've got it, who've used it, and some of the problems that came up with it within the narrow purview of what I was writing about. It'd be interesting to see whether how it approaches it. And, you know, I would not be surprised by some of the responses you would get, because in the end, a lot of the people who are programming this do not believe in the Bible, do not believe in an afterlife, or either agnostic or atheist. And it'd be interesting to see how that would get programmed into it.
Or know that this is the first day of Lent. Yes, that is Mikado.
Well, for me, I thought it was, it started Ash Wednesday.
Yes, and Mardi Gras started last Friday, right?
Yeah. Started Tuesday.
Tuesday.
That Tuesday.
So happy,
Mardi Gras is like a weekend. Yeah.
Happy Mardi Gras. Well, we sort of Anglicans get left out of the good stuff. That is, I have to catch up by checking with you. We had the sin part, but we didn't have the celebration part. That is Mikado, American Greatness, Human Events. This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor.